Greetings to all the ardent listeners of Ageless, Priceless underscore LA7 Ola. Welcome on board flight, Ageless, Priceless underscore LA7 Ola. It's good to have you all glued to your seat for Ageless, Priceless underscore LA7 Ola. Kindly fasten your seatbelt on a frequency modulation of 100.07 from Saint FM as we take off with the podcast show. Good morning to all the ardent listeners of Ageless, Priceless underscore LA7 Ola, wherever you may or could be around the world. Good afternoon from a bright side and a lovely and wonderful evening, wherever you may or could be around the world. Thank you for joining the podcast show. We are on our seasonal episode, which is season 9 of gratitude. I said gratitude is a way of giving praise, giving thanks, and being happy in everything you do. Today is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, to all the lovely and pretty women out there. Either you are married or single, either you have a child or you are childless, just be grateful, because in all things God said, be grateful and be hopeful, because something good, lovely, and wonderful is about to happen to you. You are a mother, so far you give advice or advices to people out there. Either they are your children or they are not your children. So far you are being looked up to for advice. You dish out a lot of things. In everything, just be grateful. In everything, just be thankful. Either your mother is still alive or your mother is no longer alive, be grateful. In everything, rejoice and be happy. But I wouldn't want to say much on this gratitude episode today, because when you're a mother, you know it's not easy to carry a child in your belly for 9 good months. Even for 3 months, it's not easy. You know the pain, you know the sorrows, you know the agony. But what surprises and amazes me is, why do some women become so mean, ruthless, and heartless to their children? Today is Mother's Day. Let's talk straight into ourselves as women. I read somewhere where a mother wants her child alive just because of a mere mobile handset which she sees from the child, and then the child's siblings took the phone and gave it back to the daughter. The mother saw the phone with the daughter, and the next thing she did, she poured petroleum PMS on the child and set the child ablaze. It happened in Ogun State, they said Muwe area precisely, and then the neighbors reported her to the police. She claimed she was under a spell. Could she actually be under a spell? I would say yes and no. Because if you're a mother, no matter the spell, when you pray on a daily basis, on an hourly basis for yourself and for your children, I do not wish such to happen to anyone. We are in Africa. Anything could happen. That's why sometimes we need to mind what we say out there. There are some evil people around. You just think everybody loves you. No one loves to see you happy. No one loves to see you working alive and being happy in everything you do. So on this Mother's Day, all I would just implore you to do on a daily, hourly, and minute basis is pray for your kids, because they are your future. They are the ones who would carry your name and lift your name higher in future. No other person could do that. Forget the fact that you are married to your husband. When you are married, children should not be the basis of your marriage. Though you are meant to have offspring who will live after you. That's why I love the white world. The Europeans, they adopt children. I just want to say, be strong and be there for your children. Be there for yourself. No matter what your children does to you, just pray for them rather than beating them. You could scold them with words, but not cursing them. You could scold them with love, and they will be corrected. But in everything, just make sure you pray for them on a daily basis, because all we need in this part of the world now, Africa and Nigeria most especially, is prayers. Just pray for your words, because today they are one thing, tomorrow they are being lured into different and varying things. But with prayer and supplication to God, everything becomes possible. So all I will say is, be grateful on this Mother's Day, and be grateful for your children. Be grateful for your offspring. Be grateful for your words. Be grateful for your adopted children or those you are guidance to. From @less_listen_ola, I say it once more. Good morning from an early rise, a lovely and wonderful bright side afternoon, and a wonderful evening. Thank you.